You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. This is Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we have got something to talk about, and it's all about Willow Tate and Michael Corinthos, and we are going to take a quick look at the Michael Corinthos death curse. If you haven't heard about this, this is going to be a treat for you because it definitely seems to be a thing. Real quick, before we dig into whether or not being with Michael is the kiss of death on GH, click that subscribe button below so you don't miss any updates from Soap Dirt on YouTube, and you get all your latest General Hospital spoilers and news right here. Okay, let's dig in. Think back about Michael, and you will recall that he has a pile of exes that are dead. They weren't all exes at the time he died. Some were current lovers when they died, and it seems like anybody he dates could have a date with destiny, and not a pleasant one. There are several dead women in his past, four in fact, and Willow Tate is not in good shape right now, so we just have to ask, are they actually going to kill off Willow Tate? Is she going to go down as the fifth in the long line of Michael's death curse things on GH? Okay, let's dig in and let's refresh you on everyone who has died, who has fallen for this cutie. Michael Corinthos' first dead girlfriend was Abby Haver. Do you remember his first relationship? It was his first real relationship. Abby Haver was played by Andrea Bogart when he was a teenager, and he had just gotten out of prison because he beat his stepmom, Claudia Zakara, to death. You may remember she was played by Sarah Joy Brown, who was the original Carly Corinthos back in the day, and everybody liked her so much they brought her back as this gangster. She was a very bad lady, and Michael killed her to save his mom, Carly. He bludgeoned her to death, by the way, and then he was sent to prison, and he was traumatized in prison. He was raped by another prisoner named Carter. And so after that experience and after getting out, Michael was very hesitant about physical contact, but he really wanted to be with a woman. He was trying to get his life back to normal. And so he had asked Jason Morgan to find him a hooker, someone with experience who could help him out. Jason did not like the sound of this, and Sam McCall was the one to introduce him to her friend Abby. Abby had been a hooker, but at that point, I think she was not, but she was a stripper who danced under the name Candy. And so Sam told Abby about everything that Michael had been through and his issues, and Abby agreed to help. In addition to helping him, he fell for her, and they had this relationship. They moved in together. They were very happy. Michael went to work at ELQ, and he got Abby a job there, and she put her sketchy stripper and hooker past behind her. But then there was this case where hookers and ex-strippers and strippers were being victims of violence. And so Michael sent Abby away on a business trip to Chicago. But while she was out of town, she was killed anyway. She was walking by a construction site when a crane dumped a load of stuff on her. So Michael was crushed, and unironically, so was Abby Haver. It's not funny, but it's just, in retrospect, it's just so bizarre. And of course, Michael blamed himself, and Abby was the one who started what would eventually look like a curse on his love life, and her death was awful and tragic, but not the most tragic one. So now the next one. Sabrina Santiago was the second of Michael's loves to die. Do you remember sweetheart Sabrina Santiago, played by Teresa Casillo? She was the next one to die a horrific death, and it was while dating him. Michael and nurse Sabrina fell for each other, and then she turned up pregnant, and they were thrilled, but it turned out he wasn't the dad. That was Sabrina's ex, Carlos Rivera, played by Jeffrey Vincent Parise. And despite the baby daddy drama, Michael remained in love with Sabrina, but then she met a tragic end at a young age, taken out by a serial killer. And Sabrina already had a sad backstory. Her infant son, Gabriel, her child with Patrick Drake, had died. After that and some other disappointments, she found true love with Michael. And even worse was that he'd bought her an engagement ring and was about to propose when she died. Sabrina had figured out that Port Charles District Attorney Paul Paul Hornsby was the General Hospital Killer. He was this psycho serial murderer who had choked several victims to death, and it was mostly happening at GH. Always the good girl, Sabrina had saved Monica Quartermain from this villain, but then Paul strangled her instead. So Sabrina died a hero, and of course it devastated Michael. And what's even weirder is Sabrina Santiago wasn't the only woman Michael loved that died thanks to a serial killer. Michael's ex, Kiki Jerome, was also killed by a serial killer. Remember that? So this is the third death related to Michael Corinthos that leads us to think that he's got this love curse. Now, this one and the next one we're going to talk about were both exes of his at the time of their deaths, but he still had loved both of them at one point, so it's still valid to include them because falling for Michael could definitely be seen as a kiss of death on General Hospital. So the first of these two exes to die was Kiki Jerome. She was played by Haley Aaron, as you may recall. She was generally a sweet girl. She wasn't perfect. She made mistakes. She was definitely not the innocent that Sabrina was. And Kiki's murder rocked poor Charles and Michael, even though they had been broken up for a while. Do you remember who killed Kiki? Serial killer psycho Ryan Chamberlain took Kiki's life, and she and Michael had once had this deep affection for each other. So Kiki Jerome's death devastated not just Michael, but also her mother, Ava Jerome, and all of poor Charles. So that's number three that Michael fell for and then wound up pushing up Daisy's. Let's get to number four. Nell Benson died too. She was another ex of Michael Corinthos who is dead. You remember psycho Nell Hayes, played by Chloe Lanier? She dated Michael on General Hospital, and no doubt she was awful and deserved what she got. Remember, she fell off a cliff. Carly Corinthos sort of tried to save her. Maybe. That's up for debate. But Nell plummeted to her doom anyway. Now, of course, there's a chance that Nell survived the fall because she fell into a river and she could be alive and plotting revenge somewhere. But Michael was well shut of her by the time she died. But remember, she's the biological mother of his son, Wiley Corinthos. And as his ex, it feels like this Michael Corinthos death curse might have struck her too. Now, here's one that survived, but she has had two brushes with death since she was with Michael. That's Sasha Gilmore, played by Sophia Mattson. Do you remember Sasha's two near-death incidences? One came while she was dating Michael, and one came after. You may remember Cassandra Pierce, played by Jessica Tuck, had infected Sasha as a revenge scheme against the Corinthos family. She had just stumbled across them. They were down in Puerto Rico, I think. Anyway, she served Sasha up a rare and deadly strain of the bird flu, and she survived that. But then, after Michael and Sasha called it quits, she overdosed. That was due to a drug habit she developed after calling it off with him. She had ditched him to help his custody case when he was fighting Nell for Wiley. She did survive that drug overdose, but it still could be the curse. And now another love of Michael is facing death. And so we have to ask, is Willow Tate going to die on General Hospital? Will the Michael Corinthos curse strike again? So right now, Willow has stage 4 leukemia, and of course Willow's played by Caitlin McMullen. Things look dire as one thing after another have failed to help her. First, she delayed chemo because she was pregnant with their daughter, Amelia Grace Corinthos. By the time she delivered their child, her cancer was too far gone for those measures to work. So her next hope was the cord blood from the baby, but something went wrong with that and Willow lost hope. And then it turned out in this last minute Hail Mary save, her great aunt Liesel Obrecht is a match to donate bone marrow. So that's great news, right? But no, Victor Cassadine has kidnapped Liesel, and so now Willow's time is running out. She's rushing her wedding to Michael before she dies, and so we have to ask, will she survive this cancer? Will Liesel get back in time to donate bone marrow, or are they actually going to let her die? Is this another fatality that we can write off to the Michael Corinthos love curse? Let's hope she doesn't, but given his track record, you just never know. know. Hit that subscribe button below. Don't miss any of our updates on General Hospital, all your favorite soap operas. And be sure to stay tuned to General Hospital because it is life and death. It's going to be, I think, a race to get that bone marrow in her because Liesl should be saved soon, but Willow is fading fast. And if she succumbs to her leukemia, is it really Michael's death curse at work instead? We'll see.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.